It's Mornings with Dave, Doreen, and Gino on Milwaukee's Hometown Rock.
This is a reminder to all radio personalities to be as awesome as you can be at all times. Because apparently some people love what you do so much that they will leave you $10 million.
I'm listening.
This is from Seattle. A woman died recently, and she left $10 million to a radio station. All that is known about her is her name was Suzanne, and she, quote, loved music. And apparently, she was loaded. The money went to 90.3 KEXP. It's an alternative public radio station in Seattle, Washington. Supposedly, the woman did have family ties to the city of Seattle, but she did not live in Seattle.
Oh.
And she had apparently given them chunks of money before. She told them at one point that she was going to make a donation before she died, but she wasn't that old, and they didn't know what necessarily she was talking about relative to how much money was going to be. So they were shocked. According to the Seattle Times, which is where I'm getting this story, most of the money will be placed in a long-time reserve, providing seed money to local education programs revolving around music, services for emerging artists, outreach activities, and more. Now, this radio station, 90.3 KEXP, honored Suzanne's life on Monday by playing some of her favorite songs, including local Seattle artists, some soul music, and also, and I'm not making this up, Icelandic songs. She loved Icelandic music.
Well, who doesn't?
Mm-hmm. She just absolutely loved it, so... In case anybody out there listening is a big Icelandic fan, this is Vor í Vlagaskogi with Kallio.
For $10 million, I'll play it
again,
for you.
Doreen with O-R-E-N-E, Gino with an I.
You know what's going to happen with me?
You're going to move to Iceland?
No, someone's going to leave me $10 million, but I have to rebuild the Mr. C restaurant with the turtle on top. I cannot use the money for anything else. Wouldn't that be the worst? Like you.
I'm sorry. I just love this Icelandic music.
But what if you can build it for under $10 million? Then what do you do with the rest of the money?
Franchise.
By an old
so successful
Arthur Treacher's fish and chips. Yeah, $10 million to the radio station.
If I go, you have to play one Gilbert O'Sullivan song, okay?
And then Caller 96 wins all the money.